The last time local baseball fan saw the majority of the Moose Jaw 13 UAAA Canucks Black in action, they were on the field in Calgary taking on Team BC in the final of the Canadian Little League Championship. As it turns out, the offensive success they showed in that tournament has carried over nicely into the new season. The Canucks pounded out 8 runs in the third inning and would go on to a 17-6 victory over the Regina Padres in baseball Regina action on Wednesday night at Andre Diamond. It's also not a coincidence that players who looked great at Little League Canadians also played a large role in their success Thursday. Leading the way was outfielder Zaid Guillaume, who hit home runs in his first 2 at-bats and would cap his day with a 4-for-4 performance that included 3 runs scored and 4 runs batted in. The top of the Canucks' order was merciless all night, as their top 5 hitters pounded out 13 hits and scored 12 runs. Their entire lineup would figure into the scoring, too, with every player crossing the plate at least once. Things were close in the early going, as Moose Jaw only led by 1 after the second inning and trailed 3-2 heading into the bottom of the third. The aforementioned 8 spot would give Moose Jaw complete control of the game, though, and they'd invoke the mercy rule with 6 runs in the bottom of the fifth. Emery Schoenroth batted cleanup and was 3-for-4 with 3 runs and 3 RBI, while 3-hitter Jackson Boyle was 2-for-2 with 2 runs and 2 RBI. Trey Stanup also crossed the plate twice while hitting second, and leadoff hitter Van Glasser was 2-for-4 with a pair of runs. Dylan Flanagan and Lucas Lind each knocked in a pair, while Lind also scored a pair of runs. Boyle got the start and allowed a run on 3 hits in 2 innings of work, with Cole allowing 2 runs on 2 hits and striking out 5 over the next 2 frames. Guillaume closed things out, allowing 3 runs and striking out 3. The 13 UAAA Canucks Black are back in action this weekend when they host Swift Current for a doubleheader. Games are at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. at Andre Diamond.